We just heard a really good example by Nadia, which is right at the heart of snow leopard conservation, where a snow leopard was killed in retaliation. As I listen to Nadia, I am reminded how, as conservationists, it is important not to enter negotiations based on positioning. What do we mean when we say positioning? Positioning is when you take a position and you try to shift someone else's position. If you cannot shift the position, you walk away. The characteristics of this type of negotiation is based on someone losing and someone winning. So as conservationists, we should instead focus on mutual concerns. So for example, Nadia said that at first she felt that she had to be defensive for snow leopards in her work. However, she was impressed by how Baira illustrated the importance of listening carefully to what the other side was saying. Baira recognized and validated the point of view of the community, even if it wasn't pro-conservation behavior. Baira was able to shift the argument towards a possible solution that everyone could support. This was the insurance program, a collaborative win-win. It is important to remember that Baira took a risk in suggesting the livestock insurance program, as their team perhaps had little experience with this specific approach. She, however, assured the group that it was worth trying out and see if it could support the snow leopards and the community. It would be interesting to know if she was frank in telling them that maybe the program wouldn't work, and perhaps this helped build even more trust with the different stakeholders present at that meeting. The team also followed up with the negotiations quickly and collaborated in building the livestock insurance program, following up on their side of the agreement. This was a successful negotiation, but sometimes as conservationists, it doesn't quite work out that way. We don't always have the answer straight away, and if we do, we perhaps don't want to rush into promising something that we cannot fulfill. As negotiations is a long-term process, and we want to keep our long-term relationship with whatever stakeholders or communities we're working with. There is also often a set of power dynamics at play that we need to be mindful of and sensitive of. We risk entering a negotiation where two or more parties are not in the same level in terms of the negotiation itself. We need to be sensitive to that and try not to abuse our power as visitors in the community. This is where the other principles we mentioned come in, and where tips for negotiations presented in the next video may be useful.